You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome. We are coming to you live. Well, not exactly live for you, but we are recording during live basketball. It's your man Trey Flynn, your boy Colt Molesky, and goodness gracious, the Timberwolves are putting on a clinic, an absolute clinic, Trey.
Are the Timberwolves good at basketball, Colton? Is that what we're looking at right now? Like, I don't know whether to be happy or just frustrated to no end.
I don't know if the Timberwolves are good at basketball or if the Thunder are just bad at basketball right now. Like, they're not bad at basketball permanently, but right now they're bad at basketball. A few keys. So the way we're going to do this is we're going to be reacting a little bit to your guys' Twitter that we've been asking and begging you guys to contact us all game long. And so we're going to be reacting with Twitter. We're going to be reacting to the game. But we're also going to be – I have some notes from the game. So I wanted to get into game notes quick as – oh, my gosh. What a great three from Teague off the glass. As we were reacting to this game, the first note I had was that it really is a great bullet that the Timberwolves dodged that Paul George ended up playing. I mean, he was out this morning when we were recording. He was out for most of the day and ended up moving to a doubtful questionable, and then he ended up joining this game. Oh, my gosh, Towns. And then you can tell with his shot, it's a little off with the shoulder. He's just not as accurate on his threes.
Yeah, and I will add that, and I am going to say, I can't believe the first freaking thing I'm going to say tonight is going to be something positive about Andrew Wiggins, but Wiggins' defense has been relentless on Paul George all night long, and I think he's taken advantage of George kind of coming into this game pretty injured. It's obvious that shoulder's off. His three-point shot's been kind of short or just hitting backboard way too many times. He's 4-14 from three-point line tonight. But you can tell from Paul George's defense in this fourth quarter against Wiggins, that like, he was just playing him pretty hard at a second go. There's about a minute and 40 left in this fourth quarter. And you can just tell that George knows he's off offensively, so he's trying to step up on defense. But Wiggins has just been a terror on defense tonight.
Well, that's the other note, the big note that I had for this game, too, is that I know that maybe 18 points is going to seem pretty modest, especially compared to Towns and his 37 that he has in 29 minutes right now. But, I mean, he really cares about these games. It's crazy, but he really cares about these basketball games when he plays the Thunder. I mean, he's getting into it. He's talking with refs when they had that BS foul against Nerlens Noel in that first quarter when Nerlens just ran into Paul George and fell over. I mean, he's talking with refs. He's getting super into the defense. He really, really cares about these games. He's calling ISO ball at the end of that third quarter and just draining that deep three. He really gives a shit about playing the Thunder. And for some reason, it's only this team that we can access this side of Wiggins. But, I mean, I guess enjoy it while we can get it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I guess enjoy it while I can get it. And it makes me positive for what's to come with Andrew Wiggins in the playoffs without Jimmy Butler on the team. Like, I'm pretty hopeful that there is a spark in Wiggins because I guess the only thing missing from Wiggins, and I hate, again, that I'm speaking so positively because I came into this live podcast that me and Colton are doing, wanting to be more pissed off at Andrew Wiggins' potential than be happy about what he's showing me. But essentially showing me what we've already known is that Doris Burke was right. He just needs to show more emotion off the ball and he'll be a better player, and that's what he's been doing. And he's been playing great off-the-ball defense, great off-the-ball offense, and he's just been a solid starter, and that's all really the Minnesota Timberwolves need from him. Essentially, he needs to be what Robert Covington was for the Timberwolves every night when healthy, and that's what he looks like tonight. And he's draining open threes. Like you said, he pulled up that three at the end of the third quarter, which is just so Andrew Wiggins-esque against this OKC Thunder team. But it's just so frustrating, no end, man. But Karl-Anthony Towns has been a freak tonight. Like, I know I said he'd get into foul trouble. He only has four fouls tonight, so he's doing fairly well. He had three through the first half, I believe, so I was kind of nervous there for a second. But he has 38 points, 14 boards, two steals, 14 of 26 from the field, 7 of 9 from the free throw line. He's shooting 60% from the three-point from the perimeter, so it's ridiculous for him tonight. He's just on such a great roll right now.
I want to point out, as he's going to the free throw line, he's come up a little bit gimpy trying to get through all these Thunder players. There's 46 seconds left, and the Thunder are officially trying to foul this game out. Is it crazy that they have a 10-point lead with 46 seconds left, and I'm still a little nervous as a Timberwolves, just somebody who covers the Timberwolves. I'm still a little nervous about this lead for the Wolves. Also, I swear, if the Thunder injure Towns in a game that really doesn't matter for the Timberwolves, I'm going to lose my absolute mind. Holy balls, will I lose my mind. Oh my gosh.
The most Timberwolves thing.
I'm not exactly sure why he's playing right now. When I'm saying this right now, there's 44 seconds. They're up by 11. I'm not 100% sure why he's playing right now. As great job, Josh Okogie, fouling Paul George on the three-point line. He's not making those. That's ridiculous. Dear Lord. But Trey, why is Towns playing right now?
I think, Colton, it's what you're saying 5 seconds ago. Before that, it was more so that I think Ryan Saunders is nervous, just like how we both are. Like, Minnesota has a 10-point lead with 45 seconds left. You look over to OKC's team, and you're like, holy shit, they have Russell Westbrook and Paul George, two top 10 players in the league this year. And I would say Westbrook's been playing like a top 10, bottom 10 player in the league this year in the second half of the season. So, like, they're playing incredible. Even with Paul George's injury, like how he just kind of, you know, used his veteran push in there against Josh Okogie to get these three free throws with 40 seconds left in the game. Even though the Timberwolves have an 11-point lead, you can never be too careful. But with that, Towns, you know, whatever that was with his lower body, he kind of hurt there for a second. That made me really nervous. That would be really sad.
Yeah, it was almost like he, like, tripped up his, like, hammy or something. I don't know. One stat that I pointed out on Twitter that's still holding up, last game, 14% from three against the Wizards, 50%, 11-22 from three in this game. Just so big when you're actually spacing the floor well. Also, I was talking with some friends. It wasn't recently. It was, like, I think a week ago or something. But that was nice. Gosh, Towns is so much fun to watch. I was talking to some friends about why dunks like that, or maybe not dunks like that because that was more in transition, but dunks like the ones Towns had earlier, like, how does he not get one of my friends was asking me, how does he not get, like, seven of those, eight of those every single game as the Timberwolves dribbling this game out? A 131-120 victory over the Thunder. This team is the weirdest damn team in the entire NBA. But he was asking me, why doesn't Towns have some of those, like, seven or eight of those dominant dunks every single game? And I thought the broadcast was knowing that pretty well in the second quarter when the Timberwolves were playing a little weird in that second quarter, is that the paint is so clogged for, like, 50% of the possessions the Timberwolves have every single game that those plays usually aren't open. And when they're open, Towns doesn't necessarily want to take all these threes. He's knocking him down, but Towns doesn't necessarily want to take all these threes. They're just not spacing the floor. And so when you have a game like this where they do a really good job of spacing the floor and then take advantage of it with the way they're shooting, it's just disappointing because you know that should be there more than because the Thunder are not a bad defensive team.
Yeah, well, here's the thing. You look at Anthony Davis, the Pelicans learned how to spread the court around him. If you fill the box up with guys like Taj Gibson, who have slow feet in the paint, you're not going to give Towns the room needed. That's why Towns has to go to the three-point line so much and give a little bit of hesitation so he can drive up to the lane and get a monstrous dunk like he just ended this Thunder game with. Like, if they want him to have more freedom in the paint and want him to have more of a dynamic offense where he can switch from perimeter to paint, they've got to open up this offense more, and they just don't have the players for it, dude, man. It's just as simple as that. They don't have the three-point snipers. They don't have the fast-paced in-transition guys. As much as I like to see Jeff Teague in the full court, he just isn't that type of point guard anymore. So there really aren't that many players that Minnesota can surround this team around Towns with currently to kind of build around him like that. And to kind of answer your friend's point, like, I would argue that Towns has one of these monstrous dunks every other game of the season. It's just that just the same way he doesn't get calls by the referees, he doesn't get put on like things like House of Highlights, he doesn't go on Bleacher Report. Like, Minnesota Timberwolves, you don't see a lot of their players get on these massive highlights that they deserve to be on. But it's these kind of games tonight where Towns is reminding everybody that he's not far off from being a top five player in this league. Like, he's very, very close for a 23-year-old. People should be very wary of that. If anybody was watching the end of that game, Paul George right afterwards went straight to Towns, was like, he said something to him, but he was like, he looked at him in his eyes and he was like, dude, like, you're legit. Like, you can tell him, like, the respect factor was there. Like, Towns doesn't have to play like this, like, chauvinistic and like super confident, super egotistical player like Jimmy Butler was. Towns is just who he is, and he's a great basketball player. I think guys are starting to respect his game.
We're going to get to some of the comments that you guys had on Twitter. But first, let's take a break for some sponsors. Colt Molesky, Trey Flynn, we were covering the basketball game as it was happening for us in real time, and we're going to release this episode. It'll be like 30 minutes after this game is done, so pretty close to real time. This is like a demo trial for us, Trey, that we're doing some live stuff with the games. We're going to tinker with this more. We're going to do more stuff with that, maybe do some live streams on Twitter or something while we're doing this next time. I don't know. We're going to play with this. We're going to do this more for sure, but a fun test drive here for this kind of segments. I did want to get to some of the stuff on Twitter that you guys were throwing out there. First of all, shout out to Lex coming before the game. Nice pair of shoes. Go to people who are adding me on Twitter. If you didn't see them, I also liked the tweet and responded to it. But it's a nice pair of kicks from Lex it looks like he's trying to get people to bid on maybe a little bit. So hit him up if you like those kicks. They're very nice shoes. Shout out to Lex, a loyal listener of the show from Australia, actually, for a very long time now. But something from Alan here. I know we're up, but I'm not feeling good about keeping this lead. He was basically saying what I was saying earlier. Yeah, you know what? Nobody should feel good about Timberwolves leads. A lot of people saying there's a bunch of people asking if we could play the Thunder every single game, or if we could like hypnotize the Timberwolves into thinking we're playing the Thunder every single game of the season. I'm going to throw this to you, Trey, before you ask me in response to some of these Twitter comments. Why do the Timberwolves love playing the Thunder? This is not a bad team. This is one of the better teams in the West. One of the teams that I actually think could give the Warriors a run for their money, like maybe few other teams in the Western Conference can. Why do they love playing this team?
I think, and hear me out here, I really think it has to do with the aggression played by the Oklahoma City Thunder that is led by Russell Westbrook. Because if you look at who Karl-Anthony Towns and Andrew Wiggins played the best against, weirdly enough, it was like a team against like Philadelphia this year, who they're playing again this month, I believe, in Minnesota, where Jimmy Butler's coming back, which should be a huge game. I'll be ready for that one. We're definitely doing a live one for that one. I'm really excited for that. But
I'm just going to softly weep into the microphone about Jimmy Butler.
I just think that like these players play really, really well against guys with like high egos. Like they just don't respect it. Like Andrew Wiggins, Karl-Anthony Towns aren't those type of players. Like they're more like, hey, like this is our day job. We also love it, but we don't have to be a showboat about it. And like if you do, we're going to make you never forget us. And I think that that's commendable. Unfortunately, they play like they're playing at their local community center against the teams like the Hawks, Pacers, and Wizards. So it's tough to love what Minnesota does against these like really hard ass teams like the Oklahoma City Thunder when you see them just kind of like be like against teams like the Atlanta Hawks. So it's just, you know, it's the most frustrating thing as a fan, the most frustrating thing as a podcaster for this team that you follow every single day. And even though there is a chance for Minnesota to make the playoffs, they're essentially, and listeners, I'm sorry you have to hear this, but they're essentially going to have to go on an 8-10 game win streak for the Minnesota Timberwolves to go to the playoffs. And it's going to have to start with this win. I mean, it's a good starting point, but they're essentially going to have to imagine everybody looks like Russell Westbrook and everybody's got that light blue on with that orange OKC on their jersey. They got to just, especially Andrew Wiggins, they just have to kind of paint that picture on every single team moving forward, because I guess that's just the team they love to play.
First of all, I don't know who you're playing at the community center, but the people I play against, they're mean. They're out to get feelings hurt and all that. I don't know who are these passive people that you're playing at the community center, but these are not the people that I'm playing. I had a fifth grader come after my hair the other week. I don't know what you're talking about. These guys are mean and coming for blood at the community center. But more importantly, I just want to stop any excitement. Any excitement that any Timberwolves fan, Trey, I can tell by the tenor of your voice. I can tell that you've had some black tea. You're getting excited. Yeah. You've got some juice. You're getting pumped. No, don't do it, Trey. Because the trap games that the Timberwolves always fall into, and the Knicks and the Wizards are this weekend, this was a perfect way for the Timberwolves to get warmed up for two losses to underwhelming teams in the Knicks and the Wizards. And like we've mentioned before, their road games. What is it? The Warriors, the Jazz, and like the Blazers or something like that, yes. Or the Rockets, the Warriors, and the Jazz are the next or the three road games after these two cream puff bad teams over this weekend. They are not going on any sort of run. They are not. So just don't get excited. I know, put down the black tea tray. I know it's in your hands. Put it down. Stop it,
Colton. Hear me out. I gotta be the voice of reason. Let me be the voice of reason on this, okay? And maybe not the voice of reason. Let me just be the crazy dude with the black tea in the corner who should not be talking. Or the crazy guy at the bar.
Nobody talks about black tea like this, Trey.
I go to black tea bars, so I don't know what you're talking about, but this is something I do on my Tuesday, Wednesday nights. All right, so.
Sweet Lord.
Oklahoma City, W. Even though we're coming off three L's, we'll take it. Moving forward. We got at Detroit tomorrow night. We got the Washington Wizards at home, the New York Knicks at home. Colton, I'm feeling a three-game win streak right there, which will put our total at four. And let me move forward. I'm going to keep going. That's four wins in a row. We play at Denver, we play at Utah, and we play at Houston. And that's where you win because we lose three games in a row right there. So we play the typical Minnesota fashion. We get our win streak going, then we get a losing streak going. So that's as positive as I'm going to get. I think we could get a four-game win streak here, but I don't think we win a game at Denver, at Utah, or at Houston.
That's fair. And I will say this, too. You had two nice calls. First of all, you predicted foul trouble, and you also predicted Towns has a great game if he doesn't get into foul trouble. Had a little bit of both. Had the foul trouble early. Taj had a nice little stint covering for Towns early on after those quick two fouls in that first quarter. But then he came out and ended up with 41 points, 14 rebounds, two steals. So a very nice night for Towns and a great job by him. Kind of a little bit of a recovery act in that second half there from the fouls early on. But a great couple of calls by you predicting kind of both of those pretty perfectly on the nose, getting both of those. But I think that if he can stay away from foul trouble, I actually think that the Detroit Timberwolves game. Now, let me check before I put my foot in my mouth here what other games are going down tomorrow. But that actually might be one of the more sneaky, great matchups of the night. Yeah, I'm looking at the games. Kings-Boston will be pretty good. But this is probably the best matchup of the night here as far as basketball on Wednesday night. And Wednesday nights are always loaded. But Detroit and Minnesota, you've got Towns, you've got Blake Griffin going head-to-head. I actually really like this matchup. And I think those two going back and forth could end up producing some pretty monster nights from both players. And so I'm looking forward to that matchup tomorrow very much. I think this went well. I like this a lot. And I want you to enjoy this moment because I'm gonna make you do something you really don't like, Trey.
Oh, no. I feel like it has nothing to do with Jeff Teague, right?
We're going to get to a break for some sponsors, and then Trey is going to have to suck down some more black tea to get ready for this next segment. First, some sponsors. Colt Molesky, Trey Flynn. We're talking through the last few minutes of the basketball game, Timberwolves beating the OKC Thunder, 131-112 at home, putting on a big old W over the Thunder. And Trey, they're dropping an interesting stat where the Timberwolves have like one of their best win-loss records when Teague throws up a double-double. And Teague, look at that, 16 points, 12 assists, a W. He shot 71% from the 71% from the field. Got to the line a ton. I don't know. I think that Teague was the second best player tonight, not Wiggins. Teague was the best player behind Towns tonight. Say nice things about Teague, Trey. Say nice things.
Are there any other locked on NBA co-host jobs currently? I gotta let me look at career openings. Is ZipRecruiter not a sponsor? But I think ZipRecruiter might be a sponsor. So let me check out ZipRecruiter.
Hey, Indeed, come help Trey out. Yeah.
Indeed, where are you at? resume, anything? We'll talk content. Anything but Jeff Teague. Yes, my man Jeff. Well, God, man, what a terrible first name too. What is this guy's middle name? All right, I'm not gonna go that deep. All right, 16 points, 12 assists, 5 rebounds, a steal, a block. Okay, that's fine. That's fine. If it gives us the win, I could care less. If Jeff Teague does well and we win the basketball game, that's fine. I don't know what stat this is, Colton. I feel like you just made this up and it's randomly on Twitter, and I don't. I don't appreciate whoever tweeted this. If it's some Dan Moore thing, I'm done. I won't follow up on this tweet.
I'm looking it up right now. The source seems sketchy, but Jeff Teague's middle name is DeMarco? Really? Wow. If that's true, this is maybe not the stats that you're looking for, but this is the stats I'm looking up. It's DeMarco. Oh my gosh. Such a strong middle name.
I respect the middle name because mine's Michaels, and that's as basic as it gets. So DeMarco, I'm fine with that. I'm only going to call Jeff Teague DeMarco now from the remainder of this podcast. So any future listener.
That's 100% okay.
Any future listener will not know what the hell is going on.
They're going to think we're really bad at our jobs because we keep calling him DeMarco Teague. That's a strong middle name.
DeMarco Teague is a badass name. Oh, my God.
That's a strong middle name. Oh, my God. You know what? I actually like Teague about 100% more right now. Holy balls. That's a very good middle name. This is all this podcast is about now.
Oh, man.
Is players is ranking the Timberwolves' middle names. Oh my gosh, I am blown away. This is more exciting than the win right now for me. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I was just really hoping his middle name wasn't Trey. That was my biggest fear.
I would give all the money in my bank account and like any good karma that I have, it can't be a lot, but any good karma, any like future luck, I probably would have banked that just to have Trey be his middle name. I would have given it all away.
Yeah, and I would have changed my
I birth would have taken years off the end of my life.
I would have immediately changed my birth certificate, so I'm glad we're in the same place. But if Jeff Teague needs to have good basketball games, if DeMarco needs to have good basketball games in order for us to win basketball games, that is fine. I will deal with that. It is what it is. So when they play Detroit tomorrow night, I hope DeMarco Teague can outplay Reggie Jackson, who apparently is a really good point guard again. So that should be a really good game. I'm actually really excited.
Said no
for
one ever.
Game. Yeah, I know. I don't understand.
I would take Ish Smith over Reggie Jackson.
I like Ish Smith, so.
Which is a strong.
I'm on that Ish Island.
Of course you do.
I'm on that Ish Island.
You know, it's not an island. I would just it's if my ship was sinking, I guess I'd rather starve to death on Ish Smith Island than Reggie Jackson Island. It's not like the Dion Waiters Island that I have bought just so much land in. It's like me and Bill Simmons out there, basically. We should talk about the Detroit game quick because this is going to be the podcast for tonight and tomorrow morning. So what is like the top thing you're looking for in this Detroit game? Don't tell me something about how it's going to lead to a win because that's just misleading to the listeners.
Yeah. So I think that this is going to lead to a win and.
Oh, dear God. Talk about DeMarco. Say something nice about DeMarco.
I think that we actually might see a nice game from DeMarco. I wouldn't be surprised here. I think we're not going to see. Okay. Here's the thing. And this will go under the radar because Towns and because Andrew Wiggins played average. Everyone will be talking about that. But DeMarco Teague, with his crazy good game of 16, 12, and 5, especially for him, and the best thing that for this game for him was the 5 of 7, like just not doing too much on offense and more facilitating while still getting underneath boards and running the full court press was good to see. You do not see that a lot, especially against a pretty underrated defender in Russell Westbrook, because I think a lot of people hate on his defense, but Westbrook was mostly putting it out on offense tonight. So, and actually, shout out Russell Westbrook. He was 38, 13, 11. So, Jeff Teague's defense is atrocious. So, I would expect Reggie Jackson to take advantage of Jeff Teague tomorrow night. Reggie Jackson has actually been playing really, really well in the second half of this season. I do hate myself for saying that, but he has been playing really well. So, I would expect the Detroit Pistons, who are 5-1 in their past six games, to come out firing. And Andre Drummond and Blake Griffin to kind of tear apart Dario Saric and Karl-Anthony Towns in the first half. However, I'm feeling this Towns craziness that's happening, that extra $40 million he wants for making a third-team All-NBA for this contract, moving from $150 million to $190 million. I'm feeling like in the second half tomorrow night he's going to pull through. He might give us another 35, 40 points, 15 boards, a couple blocks, and we're going to see another average game from Wiggins with 17 points, maybe above average in defense, which is fine. Against Luke Kennard, who's been playing out of his mind, hopefully. And yeah, I think once we see that, I think we're going to pull out with the win. I don't think the win matters, as Colton is saying, but I do think we're going to pull out the W because I was going to say the loss, but I did not think this one tonight was going to happen. But I guess we should have guessed the Colton because apparently the Minnesota Timberwolves own the state of Oklahoma, and that is what it is, I guess.
what can we say? The mayor of that city, is Andrew Wiggins. I think that there is going to be a storyline that develops throughout this game where either DeMarco Teague or Derrick Rose actually kind of have some foul trouble, because the Ish Smith Reggie Jackson duo is a tenacious and kind of aggravating pair. And I think that there's going to be a storyline that develops in that, like, for the first half of the game, where like Teague or Rose all of a sudden has like three fouls because of this duo. And so I think that's something to watch for. I think offensively, both those guys are just going to get the better in the end of the backcourt for Detroit. And the crazy thing is I really do like the way that they match up against the Pistons, because like I said, I think that you have a team that's just not built super well around a star like Blake Griffin. I think that the backcourt can be taken advantage of because of the offense that the Timberwolves have on their backcourt. I think that if you're going just head-to-head Towns versus Griffin, well, that's a good matchup. I like the pieces a little bit more around Towns, and so he's got a little more backcourt help. I mean, you can get something, I guess, from Wiggins from time to time, maybe. I really like Dario instead of having, like, an Andre Drummond next year. Having a Dario next to Towns, I think, is a big plus for them. The thing of it is the Pistons are playing really, really well. They've won three of their last four, one of those teams being the Raptors. They've won a good portion of most of their games in February too. I mean, you look at the last few games, they've had losses to the Spurs and to the Celtics, but they took care of business against the Knicks twice. They took care of, and this is going all the way back to the beginning of February. They took care of business against they beat the Nuggets at the beginning of February. They took care of business against the Knicks twice, the Wizards, the Hawks, the Pacers, the Cavaliers. They beat the Raptors. There's a lot of wins stacking up in February and beginning of March for the Pistons. They're really making that push, trying to make an earnest run for the playoffs. So I'm worried about the momentum that the Pistons bring into this game, as much as I like the lineup advantages that seem to be there on paper for the Timberwolves going into this matchup. So I'm skeptical. I'm just excited for Griffin versus Towns. And I think, honestly, as weak as home court advantages for probably both these teams, I think that the home court advantage might be enough to swing this in favor just by a sliver of Detroit. That and the momentum that they're bringing in despite their deficiencies on the roster.
For sure, yeah. And, you know, in the Eastern Conference, in the last 10 games, the team with the best record is the Detroit Pistons with 8-2, tied with the Toronto Raptors, who are also 8-2. So that just shows you how hot Detroit's been. They're not super close to the Boston Celtics in the fifth seed, but Detroit's the sixth seed, and they're coming up there. Boston's really falling behind, and who knows how long they could be in this, like, trough they're currently in. So I could see Detroit going an uptrend fairly soon, unless Minnesota can pull away with the win. But I do not see that. I do see Minnesota winning. But I'm going to go off what piggyback what you said to kind of end what I think what's going to happen here with the Reggie Jackson thing. You're totally correct in saying that there's probably going to be foul trouble for Teague or Rose. And Reggie Jackson, Ish Smith are definitely fast-paced guys, so you can kind of change the game inconsistently, but they can change the game if need be. They're an interesting backcourt, but in the past six games where the Detroit Pistons are 5-1, Reggie Jackson is the leading scorer on this Detroit Pistons team with 20.7 points per game and only 27 minutes playing. He's shooting 52% from the field, 44% from the three-point line, and 91% from the free throw line. So that 44% from the three-point line is ridiculous on 7 attempts. So expect Reggie Jackson to continue this weird streak he's on. I think he was up for player of the week at one point this past week for Eastern Conference, which is crazy. He didn't win, but it was in talks, which has been the first time I think Reggie Jackson's ever been in talks for player of the week. So that's just it says a lot about what he's doing for that team right now. Luke Kennard, Wayne Ellington, those are some names to watch out for. But I still have Minnesota winning this one just because it would just be too much of a Timberwolf thing to do to come back after this OKC win to lose. I just think we're better than, I don't want to say we're better than that, but I don't know, Colin, I'm falling for it, damn it. You might have called it. It's the black tea. I think I'm falling for it. I think I might be wrong on this one. I'm calling the W.
Goodness. He's on the Kool-Aid. Nevertheless, I think this is actually going to be a pretty high-scoring game, and I think this is going to be one of those where it ends up in the 130s for both of these teams, and you have one team edging out the other in a very high-scoring affair. I think it's not crazy to foresee that kind of outcome, especially if Towns and Griffin both get going early. So there you have it. That's it from us. Hey, make sure you're letting us know what you thought of this. I imagine most of you guys would probably want us to do like some sort of live stream or like a live feed on Twitter or something like that next time we do this. But let us know what you think of this. This is the first time we've done this. We will get better at it. We'll tinker with it. But let's know what you thought of this. I had a blast. So I think that we'll definitely be bringing this back very soon. And I enjoyed it a lot. As always, Trey Flynn, Colt Molesky, and the Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.